East Coast Breakfast.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the shadow of the Umhlanga Lighthouse, she's the voice that tells you your weekend is only 24 hours old. She's the queen of caffeine. When she feels down, that's good because it helps her with the Comrades Marathon down run. She serves the beans, then chases her comrades' dreams. Put your hands together for the unstoppable, the unshakable, the unmissable, Shayna Ray Bauer!
Shayna.
Wow.
I am. The rhyming was bad, but you deserve that. And you've got. Shayna Ray sits here with her medal on her neck, which she so very much deserves. But I have. Shayna, we need to talk about this. We didn't phone you yesterday because we let you. We did all the things. We let you. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell us, friend, that you are so good at this running thing. You really underplayed and downplayed. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you thought that it would be. It's tough for you and you were underplaying yourself because you didn't know that you'd smash it and you'd do so well, but you did. You started the race and within, like, when we were chatting about it, obviously you wouldn't know, and we were like, guys, Shayna's smashing it. She's here at this time. You were absolutely killing it and you killed it. Tell us everything.
It was 1,000,000% unexpected. Okay. I genuinely was gunning for an 11:30, like, that was going to be a game changer if I got an 11:30. My time chart that I was working off was an 11:20.
Sure.
I went out a bit too fast in the beginning. And then I realized, okay, I've got to slow it down. Because they say your first 30 determines your last 30.
Okay.
So I slowed it down, really, really took it easy. And that was hard because you want to go. You're feeling so good. Everyone's there. They're screaming for you. And I've never felt more famous in my life. It's amazing. And then I got to halfway and someone was like, you realize you're going to get a sub-11? And I was like, no. Like, that's never going to happen. Never, ever going to happen. And turns out, yeah, I got a 10:47, which is the most significant number. My mom phoned me yesterday with tears in her eyes saying, you will not believe what my finishing time was when she ran her first Comrades ever, and it was 10:47.
No way! Snap! Wow!
And I had no idea. I thought she did a 10:30. So I was a wreck. It just sent me. I was like, no, this is just ridiculous.
But also, Shayna, like, if you look at your videos now and you look at everyone else who's been posting, you know, people are struggling out there. Every single video we saw of you, your body language is like, I could probably run back to Pinetown.
Look, I don't know how. I can only put it down to the people on the side of the road. If it wasn't for those people standing on the side of the road screaming, saying, go Shayna Ray, come on, you've got this. There's no way I could ever have done that. Like, they just pull you through. And I honestly don't know how I managed to smash it like that. But yeah. It was the best day ever. I still, you know, like when you get engaged or you get married and then you kind of in this like thing of like, did that just happen?
Yeah.
Surreal.
When I was running the race, I was like, I think this is a dream.
Yeah.
I don't think this is real.
Because you had such your shape and your form and your body language, like Sky was saying, you just for the photo from the beginning and the photos that we caught at you at Drummond, and then at the end you were this is all you were literally the phrase walk in the park.
Yes.
Yeah,
literally.
Walk
from
one end of the province to the other. Do you have anything to say to people who didn't quite make that 12 hours?
Look, there were a few people, and I mean even people that I know very close to me who didn't make it, and it is devastating. I still will stand by this, that they have finished the Comrades Marathon. I know someone who knew that he wasn't going to make it, but he still ran to that finish line.
Yes.
And
he made it. He didn't get beat up, but he made
kilometers,
it. And it's a tough day, man. I mean, the amount of people I saw crying and the family members have to step in and people like getting into the bailer bus, like it's hectic, man. It's so. For those people, I know that there's a lot of them and they are probably devastated. There's always next year and you can come back better and stronger. But you did it. You did the Comrades Marathon. Whether you got a medal or not, it's the ultimate human race and you still finished 91, not 89 kilometres.
So you must feel great. Are you going to do another one? All right, we'll give you a few more weeks before we do that.
Yeah,
we'll give you a few more weeks before we do that. Her very first Comrades Marathon, sub 11.
Yeah.
Shayna Ray Barnes. You're a legend. You are a proper legend. How are you feeling? How's your body?
Surprisingly good. My lower back is tender. It's a bit sore. The toenails,
That's real, hey?
They're gonna come off. I can feel, you know, it's like it's dead under there. But I did get my toes done.
Your toenails are gonna come off?
Yeah.
Is this a thing?
Didn't you see the pictures?
I know it was with pit and stuff, but
Yeah. Luckily, I have gel on them because they look decent. Yeah. But if I had to take that paint off, they're gonna look not pretty. That's why I'm wearing closed shoes.
Is it just from the big toe or little toes as well?
Big toe, second toe, and then the rest are kind of fine.
Good. 3 out of 5 is not bad, babe.
So you really are putting your body on the line.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I want to know, there must have been some points, and you said the crowd obviously helps. Everybody said that the crowd gives you a second win. Is there something along the route that you just thought like, oh, I'm not going to make it, this is really hard, or you got halfway or something? Was there something that happened and you told yourself... What did you tell yourself to keep going?
I started to panic like 18 Ks in because a nerve in my glute started pinching.
Ow.
And that's like a shooting pain and you can't get rid of that. So, and everyone always says, don't take painkillers. I took painkillers.
Yeah.
I did. And I was like, if I end up in hospital afterwards, that's tomorrow's problem. That's fine. Yeah. But I panicked because I was like, I'm 18 Ks in. Mm. I've got 80 Ks to go and I... have this pain. So, but I never once actually said to myself, because I watched a movie the other day and this guy said that he allows pain or fear to be in his brain for 5 seconds. He counts to 5 and then it has to go. So I was running and I was like, okay, I will allow this moment of doubt and pain and weakness to stay in my brain for 5 seconds. And I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I was like, okay, now you're gone. No more. Like, you have to finish this race. Even if you are hobbling, you need to cross that finish line.
And then in terms of the routes, which part has the best crowd?
Oh my gosh, I honestly can't. That is impossible. I have to say where I saw Kai, obviously.
I mean,
he had a sign saying, go on to Shana. That was just the cutest.
But that was the best, yeah.
Hillcrest, I think it's just because once you get to Hillcrest, you know you're in the final third. You've got 30 Ks to go or 34 Ks to go. And you know everyone, everyone on the side is just screaming your name. And so like Marisburg was phenomenal, like Drummond, phenomenal. But you don't really know too many people. So I'd say from Hillcrest down, oh goodness, just seeing everyone I know, like seeing our team members, like it was I'm speechless.
Apparently many people knew you. There was this.
Okay, let's go, sing it.
East Coast Radio.
Yes, we are.
Scenery.
Hey, 35 Ks in, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling fantastic.
What's your name?
So, firstly,
the fact that you did an interview and worked while writing the comments, I almost wrote in the group that in our work group, this is not a standard. This is crazy that you did that. Well done.
Yeah,
I had to. Everyone was just running, going, East Coast Radio. And I was like, this is amazing. It was so cool.
Shana Ray Bowens, you are a legend. Good luck with your toes.
Thank you.
And we'll wait for a little bit of recovery and then we'll talk to you about will you do it again? What you did was amazing. Sub 11 as well.
Halala.
Thank you.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.